Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. In Augusta today, the legislature's Committee on Health Coverage, Insurance, and Financial Services will be taking comments from the public on a slew of bills related to health care in Maine. LD 2189, if passed, would, quote, require a hospital to provide at least 120 days' notice prior to the termination of maternity or newborn care services or of a change in the level of care a hospital provides for maternity and newborn care. LD 2197 would prohibit the licensure of any healthcare entity that, quote, enters into any arrangement with a real estate investment trust for the sale and leaseback of the healthcare entity's main campus or primary location to the real estate investment trust, end quote. According to the Center for American Progress, quote, the rapid rise of private equity's influence over healthcare providers such as hospitals, nursing homes, and physicians' practices threatens competition, affordability, patient safety, and worker welfare, end quote. In an October 2025 article, the Center for American Progress detailed several areas of concern about investors buying healthcare facilities, including, quote, private equity firms also often sell an acquired entity's real estate in a practice known as a sale-leaseback or asset stripping, forcing the acquired facility to pay rent for buildings and land it once owned. This places additional financial pressure on acquired healthcare facilities, increasing the likelihood of default, bankruptcy, and closure, end quote. I will post a link to that article along with the archives of today's program. Back to Augusta, the Committee on Health Coverage, Insurance, and Financial Services has a total of 8 bills scheduled for public hearing this morning. I just mentioned 2 of them. The full legislative calendar, details on the bills, and live streams of the meetings and sessions can be found at legislature.maine.gov. And I haven't done this in a while, so I decided to take a look at what was in the news in Maine 100 years ago today, on February 18th, 1926. And this story was carried on the front page of at least 3 of Maine's newspapers and picked up by the AP. Quote, Mrs. Fanny Sprague, who lives at Starboard, 16 miles from this town, Machias, had the misfortune Tuesday to fall from a couch, fracturing one of her arms. Aid was summoned by telephone, but on account of the condition of the roads, physicians could not be persuaded to venture out, with the apparent impossibility of making the trip. Roads are blocked with drifted snow from the most recent storms, so that it's impossible for doctors from town to get out into the country sections to answer the most urgent calls. Therefore, the neighbors at once set to work to get Mrs. Sprague to Machias for medical attention. This task was accomplished finally with the aid of the telephone, 3 horses, 6 men, and a snowmobile. James Sprague, with his horse and the assistance of several men, got the patient as far as Larrabee, where she was met by Willis Wood with a snowmobile and taken to Machias Port, where Eldon Palmer relieved Wood. With a horse, he transported her to a point 2 miles further on, where horses were changed once more, and in charge of Herbert Palmer, the trip was finished after 4 relays, the last of which brought her here shortly before midnight, end quote. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.